This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is a wonderful place. The world is a crazy place. You got to do what you think you can do to protect yourself, your family, what is yours. Do it the right way. Do it the smart way. Think things through. Don't go off on a toot about things. Don't overthink things. I suppose that's part of what we have to kind of, we have to meter that here in terms of our discussions of the issues of the day, the events of the day, what people are talking about on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The fact that we all want to continue to grow. I was talking about the economy and how that's growing despite all the crazy stuff going on. But I wonder about our boundaries when you think about how news media, social media sort of infringes on our boundary. How do you become strong enough to set your own boundaries? Because that's really what you have to do. Right? You have to decide what do you want to be influenced by and what do you not want to be influenced by. What did somebody tell you? Do you go into the bucket because somebody shares a rumor with you? Does your, some people pay no attention to that stuff. Other times, people are influenced greatly by rumors. People declare that this is the way it is. And it's not really the way it is. So people get all worked up about stuff. I'm thinking about that with regard, with many other, many things, but I was thinking about that with regard to the baby formula stuff and how, at first, my approach to it was, how could we let one company control baby formula? And then you think about how other, in other circumstances, other businesses, one company basically, or a few companies like the controlling interest in seeds, what are we going to eat? That sort of thing, controlled by, you know, it's dangerous stuff, but yet is it impossible to work around? No. You can find other seeds to plant in your garden. You can find baby formula if you look for it. Not easy, but because habit has made it difficult to have other people, they bought up all the other sources. Although, wasn't because we always thought about the first baby foods that were made were Gerber baby foods, right? Back in the day, the Gerber company was the first one.
I don't know if it was the first, but that's certainly the biggest, right? Isn't that like the biggest brand?
Right. So how come they don't make baby formula? Would be my question. If, in fact, they're in the baby food business, I don't think they do. I think Abbott somehow or other the formula. So why don't they come up with another formula?
Well, Abbott's one of like only three. Abbott's the largest, and then there are two others, and they're going to all be testifying in front of Congress because this was such a major, you know,
the mess.
Up. Yeah. But, I think that there were smaller companies along the way that Abbott kind of gobbled up, and so that definitely created a major problem. But I don't know if Gerber ever, I don't know if Gerber makes more than just like the jarred baby food. I'm not sure. But they're definitely going to have to testify. It's Abbott, Gerber, and Reckitt, which I'm not familiar with Reckitt. But they're going to, they'll all be testifying before the committee.
All right. Now, this is not meant to sound like I'm an egomaniac or my son is fabulous, blah, blah. But it was kind of creative. Remember, no, you don't remember because you weren't and on the call. But I had a number when I was at my sister's this weekend. We called up Brendan and we're looking at Mac. Mac. Hey, there you go. There you go.
There's okay.
There's homage to Mac. Well, I was thinking about Mac and how this all fits together. Mac is 2 years old, right? Isn't he two, a little over two?
No? Yeah, next month he'll be two.
Okay, two. Okay. So, and my second grandson, Jasper, is beginning to eat solid food. But they're fixing it themselves. They're not buying Gerber baby food and feeding it to the grandson. They're taking broccoli and they're taking whatever hard food it is and they're
it's
mashing
a big trend.
It up.
They have baby food or
a lot of parents
now.
Do that.
Yeah.
Right.
They steam and smush.
So, or the baby led weaning where you start giving kids a little bit more solid stuff as long as they're up to the task of eating it.
Right. Okay, so then why can't that be the same in the baby, in the formula department?
Because not all babies are old enough to do that. Jasper's like, what, 8 months old?
No, I'm not talking about eating solid food. I'm talking about making your own formula. At some point in time, this was manufactured. Before that, babies didn't die
when
they
weren't
breastfed.
Someone sent me an OG, because doctors are saying don't make your own baby formula, right? Don't do it. But I did get on, because we were talking about it on my radio program yesterday in Los Angeles, and someone sent me from like the 1960s, like their prescription that they received from the doctor as to how to make your own. And it was really, it was interesting to see. It wasn't that hard. It was like milk, or it was evaporated milk and water and... was it honey? I can't remember. Something like that.
Yeah. Evaporated milk has so much sugar in it.
Well, and now today they say don't give babies honey until they're at least 1 year old.
Right. But it was interesting to see. And then they also said that you're supposed to do water twice a day. What else is on there? And then juice. So you're supposed to take like one part orange juice to three parts water and do like a juice mixture as well. It was interesting to see how things have changed so much.
Well, I don't know. It just seems to me that you can be clever and creative, do a little research, and don't be so damn dependent on a doctors who say that you must get stuff. There's got to be a way for people to become a little bit more
independent. Oh, no, it wasn't honey, by the way. It was Karo syrup. That's what it was. It wasn't
honey.
That's
not good for you. Karo syrup is not good for you.
Well, that's what it was. It wasn't honey.
Well, this is from the 60s, so that's a lot of sugar. That's, ugh.
Karo syrup is as bad as it sounds. Pretty much. I remember trying it a couple of times as a teenager and thinking, ooh, because I liked waffles and pancakes and stuff. So we had homemade syrup, but when we ran out, I think there was some Karo around and I tried it and it was just beautiful.
Is it like high fructose corn syrup?
Yeah, that's a good comparison, Victoria. Yep. Yeah,
that's what it sounds like it is. So,
Right.
So, I would say, Jen, that's nice that someone had that to send to you, but I would not recommend making that formula.
No, it was just cool to see it. It was on like this old-fashioned prescription form. It was really cute. It says, your baby weighs blah, blah, blah. Your daily prescription is, and then it like went through what you were supposed to do for the kid every day. It's funny.
Yep. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's have a couple of stories that have to do with flying in one way or another. That Boeing 737 that was owned by China Eastern Airlines crashed a couple of months ago. Everybody on board was killed, seeing the video of the plane going straight down at 800 miles an hour, hitting the ground, making a 60-foot deep hole in the ground. Not much left. Apparently they did find the black box, and it indicated that there was some kind of mutiny going on in the front of the plane. The cockpit, that's what they recorded.
Well, it wasn't a mutiny. It was one of the two pilots who downed the plane. So
he had to either kill the other pilot or they had to somehow or other, is a mutiny if somebody does what they're not supposed to do.
Well, I think we think a mutiny is like passengers, someone storming the cockpit. That's not what happened with the black box so far. I mean, this is, the Wall Street Journal put out a report. They cited preliminary assessments from U.S. officials from this black box data. And
The Chinese aren't good at letting that stuff out. I don't know.
International aviation agreements, I'm sure. I'm sure it's something under that jurisdiction. But anyway, they shared the information with the international community, and it shows human input orders to the controls that sent the plane into the dive. So someone definitely, it wasn't an accident, it wasn't shot down, one of the two pilots deliberately downed the plane, which is horrible because it was such a, we all remember watching that video. It's chilling.
Yep. Not something you'd like to hear. You couldn't even imagine what it has to have been like for those people in there.
Right.
Meanwhile, other flying news in a manner of speaking, Congress had its first public hearing on UFOs. For what?
Did you watch it? It was
years?
So cool.
what did you take away from it, Jennifer?
Well, it was only an hour. It's very short. It was a subcommittee hearing. A lot of people think it was set up just to distract a bit because it was just it should have been, I think, longer. This was the first hearing like this publicly for 50 years. And so I think we're well overdue. But they had somebody really high up in the Navy, and they had an undersecretary at the Department of Defense, I believe, who testified before the subcommittee on intel. And it was interesting. They showed some, they released some videos that you'd never seen before that had not been released to the public. And they're like these three triangles kind of dancing around on the screen. There was also another green, like, little thing that couldn't be identified. And so they talked about why it's important to them that their number one priority is to make sure that air travel is safe in the country for both passengers and civilians and for the military. And they say having things floating around in the air, you know, they have to investigate all these claims to make sure that everything is safe. And then
wait a minute. Hold on a second. On its very face, that's a stupid statement. They can't control the UFOs. They don't even know what
UFOs
are.
No, but they're saying they investigate to say if they are UFOs or if... We always think UFOs are like from space.
They can't tell the UFOs, hey, get out of our airspace.
No. But what they're saying is they investigate to see if it's another country messing with our airspace, if it's... You know what I'm saying? They're seeing if it's otherworldly or if it's
China
coming
and Russia
from
specifically.
China. Right. Yeah. And so they investigate all those claims, and they say they've been trying to destigmatize people from coming forward with those claims because they say it's important for our security, and then also to investigate, you know, what possibly could be and what's unexplained. But what was interesting is that, as per usual in a government hearing, they don't oftentimes tell you everything that you want to know. I can't remember who it was. It may have been Gallagher, Representative Gallagher. Don't hold me to that. But he asked a question of the Navy commander, and he said, does the United States government have in its possession any wreckage that cannot be explained or identified or attributed to any world government agency, basically?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that crashed on land, that's what he said. And the guy said, no, we do not currently have anything unexplained that crashed on land in our
country. Not
true. Okay.
Not true.
Don't so then they said, well, wait. So then he says, do you have anything that crashed into bodies of water or oceans in your custody that is unexplainable? And he said, we'll save that answer for a closed-door session.
Oh, snap.
Well, the other thing, apparently, that's yes.
Yeah, that's a yes. So the other thing that's kind of odd, they're not UFOs anymore. Did you guys catch that?
No, they're UAEs or
UAPs. Unidentified aerial phenomena. So it's not even a UFO anymore. Yep.
Woke. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Jennifer.
Aliens are woke now.
Yeah.
Yep. Aliens are us. We're all actually aliens. You just didn't know it. 18 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, updating you on what Christopher Maloney's butt looks like. Apparently that's a big subject of concern on social media. I didn't realize he had that much, he is that popular a butt.
He's a zaddy.
Zaddy. What's a zaddy?
Zaddy is like a hot daddy. It's like, he's like one of the original zaddies of the internet. Because he keeps it tight. Like, how old is he? But he is ripped.
Well, yeah, and that bubble butt is not new news. But how he gets it is why people are talking.
Right.
Really? Okay, so what are people saying? Too.
Yeah, he does have a good physique. He works hard for it. He is against going to public gyms. Not that there's really anything wrong with the public gyms. There's something wrong with the people who go to public gyms that insist on working out with their shirt off. He hates that. Or that won't put the equipment away that they're using. And he says that his OCD will kind of just end up having him, instead of focusing on his workout, he's picking up after people. Like, they won't put the weights away, so he's putting all the weights away. So he prefers to work out in his own gym. However, at his own gym, his own private gym, there are no rules. And he works out naked. And he does not block out the window.
So he doesn't like shirtless, but naked's fine.
Naked's good.
No, at the public gym. He doesn't like shirtless at the public gym. But when you're at your own home gym, he's like, hey, all the rules are off. The only rule he has is that if he's working out with his wife, she is not to talk to him. He cannot be bothered by anyone. He wants to focus. He puts on these big headphones and kind of shuts out the world. But, yeah, he works out naked, and he does not block out the windows. So if you're in his neighborhood, I'm
Where
just
does he
saying.
Live? I got some extra binoculars.
They've got two homes. A little insight here, because he and I were next door neighbors for 3 or 4 years in Santa Monica. And so I remember his wife, first of all, was the one. He was not as physically fit then as he is now. He wasn't bad, but he just wasn't. He didn't focus on it like he does now. His wife did, however. His wife was absolutely obsessed with her body and working out, to the point where when they had children, they had a surrogate to do it. They had two children. They both were born with surrogates because she didn't want stretch marks on her belly.
Did she actually say that, though? Because that's a huge accusation against women, and a lot of women have fertility issues.
She didn't.
She maybe made a joke about it, but a lot of women, you know, that's the sense.
Well, let's just say it seemed that the priority was to keep her body in shape. Did she ever whisper in my ear, well, I really can't have children? No, she didn't do that. The most conversation, there was a Christmas party at their house one year that I went to with all the stars from, at that time, he was still in SVU, so they were all there. I remember Dan Florek, who played the captain, who was so quiet. It was amazing. And the reason he lived in L.A., it was a lot of these guys do. Shows produced in New York, and they go back and forth every week from L.A. to New York, and he just got tired of doing it. Maloney didn't, and so that's why it kept going. Now, there are a lot of stars that do that, frankly, a lot of actors. But anyway, his wife just, it was very obvious that she wanted to have everything uptight and out of sight. So whether that influences at this point, he is, what, when was that? So he's 20 years older than he was when I knew him then. And so at that point in our life, I'm maybe a little more concerned about my body than I was then as well. I think that happens with age. Ladies, you more concerned about your body now than you were when you were 10, 15 years younger than you are now?
When I was 10.
Really?
Apparently not. All right, well, so much for that theory. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app.
Just push that little button there and report your claim.
Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/award.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As many Americans are wondering how we got here, millions of parents and caregivers in the United States who rely on formula to feed their children cannot do so due to the baby formula shortage in the United States. President Biden has a plan.
I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home. The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer and start getting more formula in stores as soon as possible.
The U.S. economy continues to falter. Stocks on Wednesday had their steepest losses in over 2 years following disappointing earnings from Target, Walmart, and Lowe's. The Dow Jones fell 3.57%, the NASDAQ was off 4.75%, and the S&P 500 lost just over 4%. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People won't buy electric cars if gas prices are cheap. That was one of the problems that faced President Biden's agenda when he took office. Fast forward to today, problem solved, as Americans, on average, are spending an additional $5,000 a year more in gas than they did under President Trump. Representative Mike Hearn, Republican from Oklahoma, was on Newsmax overnight.
Well, I think it's a race to socialism, and they know that they tried this last year. They tried to push Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema around to get $5.5 trillion of spending. They couldn't get that done. They know their time and their days are numbered until the end of this year. They're trying to push more socialist agenda, allow as many people in as possible, hopefully converting those to voters in just a few short years so they can take over control of this country once and for all. The moderate Democrats are going to lose. You're starting to see them really try to figure out how to push back on these agendas. You're seeing things in the House right now that Pelosi's trying to push, and she's not able to do it because moderate Democrats are pushing back because they're concerned about losing their seats as well. So now the Democrats are in the survival of the fittest, and that's what you're seeing happen.
NASA's InSight Mars lander is losing power due to Martian dust sticking to its solar panels. By the end of the year, NASA expects the lander to become inoperative. NASA says it will keep using the spacecraft's seismometer to register Mars quakes until the power is completely depleted. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour. Yes, you are tuned in and turned on to the DJV program, the enemy of truth decay. That's what we have going on here. We're after the truth. It's factual. Everything is satisfactual. I'm the Dougster with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. A little bit of food news. Well, now let's do some COVID first. I think that's important to get out of the way, what Pfizer is doing. The booster now approved for children 5 to 11. What was the mystery in this? I don't remember all of these things. Okay, well, they have to see if they're okay.
Well, the testing, yeah.
How do they test? They find volunteers 5 years old. Hey, kid,
yeah.
You want a shot? See if you die or you'll be alive. What's the incentive for somebody to take a shot?
They get paid, I guess. They pay parents.
Wanted.
I mean, these vaccines are already, these vaccines are... how long has it been now? It's well over a year, right?
Well, oh, yeah. The vaccines? Yeah. Well,
yeah. It's not like it's anything new. They just probably are testing out, because little kids get a much smaller dose than adults do. So they're probably testing that out. But, yeah, so did it get approval now?
Well, yeah,
are they seeking approval?
Nope, they're all set. Authorized to do it. So as far as COVID is concerned, the number of people in the big cities who have some kind of a problem are, those numbers are rising, New York especially. So now there are people talking once again about reinstating the indoor mask mandate. Wouldn't you think people would be smart enough to be able to figure out on their own whether they want to wear a mask inside or whether they think, or do we not trust that to people? So we're going to have the government tell us we need to wear a mask.
Well, like we were talking about in the tech report, Apple in their corporate offices are now asking employees that to wear a mask in common areas of the office. Mm-hmm. So if you're in your own office and you can close the door, you don't have to have a mask on. But if you're wandering around in common areas, you know, they want people to wear a mask. I think a lot of companies in New York will probably adapt to something like that. So it's like you're not wearing a mask all day, all the time, but if you're going to be out and mingling with people or on transit, I think you still have to wear a mask if you're on the subway or on a bus or a train.
Isn't that a good idea?
I think that's a great idea. I would definitely wear it even if it was voluntary.
Yeah, there would people be smart enough to do it.
There's no ventilation in the subway.
No, none whatsoever. So anyway, the number of in-home tests, we're conscious of this because we're all going to Los Angeles next week to receive the Gracie. I'm not going to receive it. The ladies are. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay have won a Gracie Award, which are looking over the program. We actually, because there are so many winners, we won't go up on stage, but they'll play stuff, apparently, for the audience that would indicate why you ladies won the prize that you did. And you all have your own statue.
It's probably
like
a clip of us making fun of you, if I had to guess.
Probably. Yeah, I'm going to guess that's probably, that's probably right. So the reason I bring it up now is because we're going to all have to be tested or be in some way. We have to have proof of our vaccination, yada, yada. And one wonders if this is, are we living with this now forever? Is this just a part of up and down? The routine is the kids that have grown up with this, my grandson, Miles, he's grown up with it. If he has to wear a mask, he doesn't say boo. He just puts the mask on. Doesn't think about it. It's become part of his life, his routine, because that's what he's known for the past 2 years as he starts to really develop into a young man. And so if it is normal, I guess it's okay. I think it's a sad thing that we've had this in the first place and nobody's ever held the Chinese accountable for this still. The Chinese have not been held accountable for this virus. There's one thing that's been done. I can see we have some active issues with bringing our businesses back to America, but the rest of the world, are they trying to do something to hold the Chinese accountable? I don't see it. There's so many distractions anyway. The Ukrainian situation being what it is, the economy, so they kind of have...
I don't think China doesn't love all this. In fact, I would think the reason that they encouraged Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine, which is what they did, is because they knew the rest of the world would be forced into spending money. And now what happens? The only one that is stronger today than they were in February of this year is China. They're not being affected like Europe or like the United States that keeps handing over a lot of money to Ukraine. And look, there's a reason to do it, but at the same time, it's also really weakening our economies and the world economy. I don't know. Who benefits is the question.
Then the other thing, the weakening of our educational system, not that it wasn't already pretty weak, because it is. Public schools lost, a couple of million students in the last couple of years because they've switched to in-home schooling. Or they just dropped out of school.
For a couple of reasons. It's not just that they're dropping out of school. Parents were kind of, I think, at least in like a couple of my friends who have kids, they were appalled by the lack of good curriculum in the school.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The amount of wasted time.
Yeah.
The crazy kind of political stuff that happens in the classrooms. In California, we have a really aggressive sex ed program that talks about all sorts of things, including relations with animals and like different things that you would like that adults don't even talk about.
What happened to
that has gone through the public school systems. And so a lot of parents are saying, you know what, we're going to either take out to go to private, or homeschooling is huge all of a sudden in California. And it's hippy-dippy. So, you know, there are a lot of hippy-dippies that are doing this. It's not all
conservative. But if you're not sending your child to public school, then you shouldn't be paying in terms of your taxes. This is wrong, wrong, wrong. If you have no children in public schools, then you should not be paying to send your children to a public school. I've maintained that for a long time.
Yeah, but the problem, though, is what that does, though, and your daughter-in-law actually talked about this on social media a while ago, that her own parents pulled her from school and moved her into a private school, and she said, actually, in hindsight, it would have been better had they kept their resources in the public school and made it better instead of just pulling resources out and moving to a private school. And that would happen across the country, where public schools would just get even worse. Now, I've always said I don't think that your property taxes should be tied to the local school. I think if you in the state, whatever state you're in, it should be evenly distributed so that all schools are treated equally, not just schools are better when you live in a richer neighborhood. I've always maintained that that is super problematic.
I don't know how it is in other places, but I know in California, all the property taxes, they don't stay in the community. They don't go to certain schools. What they do is they give each child a certain amount of money, essentially, and the only way the public school gets paid is if the kid shows up. That's why they're desperate to have kids show up, even just for attendance, and then they don't care if kids go home. They just want them there and
count it for
attendance.
Yeah, see, that's a problem. That's a huge problem.
And
when you have funding that has all these different strings attached, you're not going to get a good result.
Getting the results, any of this, we're not getting what we're paying for. The public school system, generally speaking, sucks. So this is why people are opting out. Never mind, I think pandemic just pushed them to doing it, but there is no, you know, you can't write anymore, you can't add, you're so busy talking about other things that are socially impactful instead of learning the basics. And parents are getting fed up with it, as well they should.
There's a plan that's really catching fire in California. They tried to get enough signatures to get it on the ballot this year, but they rushed it through too much. So they're reorganizing to get it on the ballot in 2024, and it's California school choice. And so basically the idea behind that is taking the idea that every kid in the state has a certain amount of money behind it each year based on the amount of revenue driven by property taxes. So instead of giving that directly to the public schools based on attendance, what they're going to do is give that to the kid in a savings account, essentially. So the parent can then use it to send their kid to public school, private school, a charter school, or homeschool. And if they don't spend all the money on education, they can put it into a savings account, which would pay for college. So it's the way, reason I think that's kind of good, and there's something to it, is if public schools were forced to compete, as I think they will be the more they start to lose attendance, that forces them to do better. It forces them to be competitive. It forces them to stop just passing kids through that don't know how to read or do math.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about competition, right? And that creates competition in the education market. I hope that there's more traction to that. I hope they can get it together because I think there's a lot of people interested in it.
I wonder how this would work if you spread it around a little bit. I see that Walmart has created a new program to fast-track recent college grads into positions with Walmart that would lead them to becoming store managers because they got a real problem with the hierarchy. They're hiring a lot of people, but the people are grunts. They aren't management material. So Walmart is piloting what they call College to Career, a training program that's open to recent college graduates, to set the aim for them to move into stores and become bosses within a couple of years. Not a bad idea, actually. It addresses the problem that a lot have had to this point, i.e. Getting out of college and not having a job. Now, that's not a problem, but Walmart's probably having a hard time getting people to manage their stores, so this is a way to bring them in and move them up the ladder. But can you imagine running, let's say you graduate from college and you're 21, 22, and you get into a Walmart program and in 2 years you're running a store?
I think that's incredible business experience to have at an age like that. I mean,
right.
And it's no joke to be a manager of a Walmart.
Right.
I mean, I don't even think that's funny.
That's
actually really
can
good.
Can a 24, 25-year-old handle managing?
Some can.
Sure. Yeah, maybe it isn't an age thing. Yep.
Well, that's
starting
what the training
pay,
program's for.
Yeah, starting pay for these people is $65,000 a year. So that's probably fairly competitive for a starting role in that business, is it not? They're going to put 1,000 people into the program the first year. And so here we go. They've raised pay for their truck drivers, which is very, I mean, they have to. They have their own fleet of trucks. and they're going to have plenty of problems putting fuel in them. They don't need to have a hard time putting drivers in them. So they're paying the drivers better than. So One Wonder's doing this. Kind of reminds me of the business about JetBlue and Spirit and all these airlines that were inexpensive, Southwest. And then they got into the reality of being in that business, and now everybody charges the same. Doesn't make any difference where you're going or what the airline is. Very few. It's a couple of bucks here or there difference, but they're all the same. And so is that going to happen to Walmart? Will Walmart become like Target or become like other big box stores having to charge more money in order to stay in business? They keep, I wonder that about Amazon, too. They keep talking about how inexpensive it is to do this, that, or the other thing. And is it really, when you get down the road, everybody's got to pay their basic expenses. And so that means that the level playing field, or at least it becomes a level playing field. And I think that that's true. You see that when you are looking to buy or involve yourself in some sort of iPhone or that kind of communication. I went to two Verizon stores yesterday because my flip phone died. So I want a new flip phone.
Is that why you were in a bad mood when I talked to you yesterday?
Uh-oh.
I had just come out. You're very perceptive, Jennifer. I love you.
I know.
You know me very well. I had just come out of the second store, and I was with
it. I knew it.
I was.
So what happened? So you wanted a new flip phone.
Yeah. They don't have any flip phones anymore. You have to go.
What a shock.
Go to a private retailer or something like that. Okay, so I go down the street to the private Verizon retailer, and I go in and I ask a bunch of questions, and the guy said, you know what, you should really leave. I looked at him, I said, what? He says, you're not obviously happy with the service or with your contract, so why don't you just leave? And I said, you want me to call your boss and tell him to say that? He said, I am the boss. So the boss at the Verizon store said, you should go away. So, you know what?
Go to T-Mobile? Is that what he meant?
That's exactly what he meant. 48 past the hour. What a way to run a business, huh?
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
New message.
What up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather likes you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are the Graphic Zone. It's the DJV program with Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, the host of the petshow.com is the website. The Pet Show is on, been on 40 years now. Warren is 41. Excuse me, it seems like just yesterday it was 40. So here we are. Here is a man who talks to people every weekend about their dogs and their cats and their wolverines or whatever else they have in the house that's their pet. So you must have gotten some really awful calls from people about real problems. So you, when you think back about the worst calls that you've ever gotten on the program, is the content or is the caller? What's the arbiter of the worst call? How do you decide what a really good call is and what a really bad call is?
The worst calls always come from pet guardians that blame their pet for everything. The dog pees on the floor. It's not because I didn't walk him. It's the dog wanted to pee on the floor. The dog chews their shoe. Dog didn't like my shoe. Nothing to do with the fact that you didn't leave anything else with the dog to play with. So those are the worst that I have to deal with. People always blame their dog or blame their cat. And I always tell them, like any good therapist, when in doubt, blame mom and dad. And I convince them that the problems that they're having with their dog or cat are basically their fault. And that's what I try to do. But those are the worst calls, when they can't accept the fact that their dog or cat is behaving a certain way due to something they're doing wrong.
Wow. Okay, that's a reflection or deflection, perhaps. Now, the next thing, there's a survey of veterinarians who operate on dogs to get things out of their stomach. You know, with cows, we put a magnet in the stomach of cows. You know that, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah, you put a magnet in the first stomach of a cow with good dairy people. They put a magnet in there because the cows eat various things. I remember once at an autopsy with a cow, they took the magnet out. The magnet's about an inch long, pretty thick. There were spoons. There was wire.
there were all kinds of metallic things that were stuck to this to the magnet, and the reason they do that is to keep the stuff that the cows eat from going into the rest of their system and ripping it up. So anyway, when I think about that, about weird things, but I wonder about dogs and cats when vets operate on, what do they find?
I have a list for you. Number one, you one vet found a dog that swallowed four tennis balls at one time.
Whoa.
Not one, not two, but four tennis balls at one time. An earplug. This one I don't get. A finger puppet with Help Me Eyes that appeared on the x-ray. So the dog
That's good.
The dog swallowed a puppet. Obviously, the eyes were made out of something that glowed. And when they did an x-ray, the vet had these two eyes staring at him. Plumber's tape. Pink glittery underpants. I don't know why it had to be pink and glittery. The dog ate underpants, but the vet said it was pink glittery underpants. Assorted garbage.
Peach, on his part.
Peach pits. And here's one that's really scary. And, you know, we're joking, but this can be really dangerous. A dog ate an entire bottle of Gorilla Glue.
Ooh.
You know that glue? And it expanded in the dog's stomach. They were able to save the dog. Followed by diapers and soap as well.
Gross.
Yeah, so in other words, but also take a look at if your dog is chewing all this stuff up. Number one, what is it doing lying around the house? Number two, I don't care where you put your panties, but leave them out of your dog's reach, okay? And also, the important thing is that obviously your dog is not getting the mental stimulation that they need. Dogs chew to calm themselves. Dogs chew to entertain themselves. Dogs chew because they're bored. Dogs don't chew because, oh man, you know what? Those tennis balls really taste good. If there's nothing else around, that's what they're going to focus on. So I'm a firm believer in rotating your dog's toys every other day. Making sure they have plenty of them, and also make sure, and this may sound a little eccentric, and heaven forbid, Doug, you know, make
Warren and eccentricity, no.
At least once a week, because I have people coming in and out of the house, at least once a week, I will get down on all fours, I will crawl around my house, and I will make sure there's nothing dangerous for Molly and Willie to get into. I'll look at, you know, cabinet open. Can they open this cabinet? Is this door open? Is this lying around? Is there something on the vacuum cleaner that can hurt them? So I think it's really important to understand that when you have a pet in the house, it's kind of like having a toddler in the house. You have to really be sharp about making sure there's no danger.
Absolutely. Exactly. I have a corner of the den where all of her Daisy's toys are. She'll, every once in a while, she'll run into one of her beds and grab something, shake it around, and throw it up in the air as if she wanted me to catch it. And her routine when she gets out of bed in the morning is jumping off the bed down the stairs, and she'll run around in front of the bed. She'll pick up my socks, and she'll throw them up in the air, and then roll over on the rug, and then pick up another one of the socks and throw that up in the air. And she just loves it, and she'll look at me.
They play with that. Hey, let me leave you with this note. Doug, we are in the wrong business. We thought radio would be a great career.
Yes.
The pet pee pad business is expected to reach $1.26 billion by the end of the year. Pet pee pads, $1.26 billion with a B dollars.
Let's start that business today. 59 past the hour.
Gonna shoot you right down. Take you in my arms.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.